The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
If you're looking for a new gig and you're an educator, perhaps you could go to work for the St. Louis Park Public Schools. According to their website, they are achieving success one student at a time. As assistant superintendent, you would earn a salary between $134,141 and $200,000. So that's not bad. You also need to be racially conscious and committed to equity work. You need to possess a clear personal commitment to advancing racial equality. I'm sorry, I better say this right, because if you're going to get the gig, you want to be able to do the right job. You need to possess a clear personal commitment to advancing racial equity and racial consciousness. Okay? You also need to actively listen for both spoken and unspoken racial concerns. You need to seek multiple racial perspectives. Examine the presence and role of whiteness in systems and structures. And you need to be open to feedback regarding your own racial blind spots. So if you can be, able to do that, I would apply. Because this sounds like a fun place to work, doesn't it? Yeah, anytime you can examine the presence and role of whiteness, that's a good place to be. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Oh, today's kind of like prisons in the news. Prisons in the news. So inmates at a New York prison were sued. The Woodbourne Correctional Facility sued. Six inmates sued because they wanted to watch the eclipse. And the prison wasn't going to allow them to watch the eclipse. The prison was going to treat Eclipse Day like a holiday. And so, you're going to be locked inside your cell for a few hours. But no, that is not going to happen. Plus, the prisoners sued because you need to provide us some with eclipse glasses too. We want to watch the eclipse and it's a religious experience for us, but we need glasses too. And the prison was like, no, we're not going to do that. We began to review the religious request to view the eclipse and we decided not to do that. Well, not so fast, my friends. Not so fast. Because now they've bent the knee. And they've said, okay, these six guys, sure, they can see the eclipse. Oh, okay. Are you sure? Yeah. They'll be able to see the eclipse. No problem. And they'll get the glasses. Because denying them the right to see the total eclipse would violate their religious rights. And they view that as, you guessed it, a religious event. I don't know if you know this or not, but on Monday, for those of you listening live, today is the 5th of April, 2024. So Monday, the 8th of April, 2024, there's going to be a total eclipse. I know, big surprise. Nobody's talking about it. And so this prison is not even in the path of the total eclipse. The sun, I guess, is going to be mostly covered by the moon around 3:25 p.m. where they're at, but they still get to do it, and they've made a deal with the prison. Fine. You can go ahead, go outside and put your glasses on and watch the eclipse and experience your religious event. Now, more prisons in the news. The Department of Justice has sued the Utah Department of Corrections for disability discrimination after a prisoner castrates himself. Now, I just want to go on record as saying I don't recommend people doing that. You don't want to do that to yourself. Just if you were to do that to yourself, one might think you had some sort of, I don't know, mental issue, some sort of other issue, rather than just a person who has symptoms of gender dysphoria, and you've had that gender dysphoria for many years. Now, the Utah inmate, who's been incarcerated since July of 2021, for, according to this story in the Blaze, an unnamed, unknown conviction. Huh. So we don't know his name, and we don't know what he's in for. But we know he cut off his man parts. So according to the report, through a visual search of genitals, led prison officials to place this particular inmate in a men's prison. And the inmate had allegedly already been suffering from his, or hers, symptoms of gender dysphoria. Huh? So a formal diagnosis of gender dysphoria, which the Department of Justice argued is a disability covered under the Americans with Disability Act, is it? Was not, well, yes, that's what they said, was not made by a Utah Department of Correction psychologist until June of 2022, even though the inmate had been requesting gender-related medical intervention, including cross-sex hormones, since the previous September. And guess what? They gave him the hormones. They gave in. They said hormones were eventually given to this prisoner, the unnamed prisoner, an unknown conviction prisoner. They were not done safely and effectively. So he got them. They just weren't given to him safely and effectively. So the inmate also, according to this lawsuit, was denied other reasonable modifications to the Utah Department of Corrections policies and practices. According to the Department of Justice, those reasonable modifications included placement in a woman's facility, the ability to purchase women's undergarments, such as bras and panties at the commissary, and to be patted down or searched by a female rather than a male guard. You bastards. You bastards. Finally, gender-related issues prevented the inmate from completing the Utah Department of Corrections programs that would have helped him reduce his sentence. So the anxiety and the stress eventually caused the inmate to take matters into his own hands. In May of 2023. This is the complaint. The prisoner, the unnamed prisoner, we don't know why he was in prison for, performed self-surgery and removed. Even the Blaze has this in there. Oh, this is what the Department of Justice said. So they're quoting the Department of Justice. Self-surgery and removed her own testicles. Removed her own testicles. I don't know if you know this, Department of Justice, but it doesn't work that way. It just, you can't, a her can't remove her testicles because a her doesn't have testicles. But I digress. The lawsuit seeks compensation for the inmate for injuries caused by the ADA violations, improved treatment for the inmate's gender dysphoria, and a revision of policies and procedures to prevent familiar forms of discrimination against the inmate and other gender dysphoric prisoners. Yeah, are there others? Are there other gender dysphoric prisoners who are cutting off their giblets? Who are cutting off their man parts? I don't think so. I could be wrong. It could be happening all over prisons all over America, and this is just an example of it. But well, good luck. I hope she is doing fine. And I don't know if she is concerned or not, but we've talked about you know, what's happening as far as the bird flu affecting cattle and goats and chickens all over the country, and now humans. Well, now we find out that the bird flu pandemic has a potential of being 100 times worse than COVID. I know. it may be, we may be in big trouble. The H5N1 avian flu has spread rapidly since a new strain was detected. Yeah, we know that. This entire meeting, these people got together. This Dr. Suresh Kuchipudi, who is a bird flu researcher from Pittsburgh. And we also heard from a John Fulton, who is a pharmaceutical industry consultant, so he knows what he's talking about. And they all say, we got together, and you know what? It appears that bird flu could be 100 times worse than COVID. Thank you. That's what's happening. It is actually happening. So once it's mutated to infect humans, we can only hope that the fatality rate drops. Easy. Okay, just sit down and take a breath. They say now that around 52% of humans who have contacted the H5N1 since 2003. Do we have a cow? Because we need the chickens and the cow moo now. We need them all because they're all got, everything's got bird flu now. It doesn't matter. Now that's a sick cow. And you know that cow. Can you hear a cow sound like that? H5N1. He's got it. So they're talking about 52% of the humans die since 2003. I mean, the guy in Texas got pink eye. That's how bad it is. Okay? It's terrible. The pandemic is coming. No, we're not laughing at people that are sick with bird flu. Man.
No.
Thank you. And we know that he may have conjunctivitis, but we don't, he may have the cough too. We might have that as well. Cause we know, I mean, you could get a cough, body aches and fever, and
ouch.
You could get eye redness that turns into pink eye. So the pandemic is coming. I would just, you know. Oh, no. We have breaking news here on Chewing the Fat. Our live on the street reporter, Chris Cruz.
We do, Fisher. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit shaky right now because I was heading to New York from New Jersey. And as I'm driving down the street, my car started to shake.
Oh, no.
And I thought I was in a bridge. I was not in a bridge. I just felt an earthquake.
Oh, no.
So I'm telling you right now, New York and New Jersey have been both affected with an earthquake.
Well, do we know how big it is?
What she said. But no, we do not know how big it is.
This is breaking news. It's a moving story. It's
a fluid story.
Yeah, fluid. That's the word I was looking for.
Oh, here we go. We got it. Thank you so much to my partner next to me. Earthquake in New York City has a preliminary magnitude of 4.8.
Ah, that's nothing.
Near Lebanon, New Jersey. Back to you.
Okay, so thank you. That's a live report here on Chewing the Fat. Breaking news. There was an earthquake felt in New York City, but it was actually the epicenter was in Lebanon, New Jersey. So, I mean, our reporter was scared. Our reporter was driving into New York from New Jersey and actually felt the earthquake, which is why we got the live report. So
you don't have to repeat everything I said. I think it was pretty straightforward.
Be careful. It's a fluid story. I've just got to update the crowd. No matter where you're at, where you live, what you do for a living, wouldn't it be great if anytime you need a medication that you need and you want to get it in a hurry, you could just go to the pharmacy and get it? It doesn't really happen anymore. The vast majority of the medicine we take in the United States is manufactured in China. So when drug shortages appear, as they so often do now, they're the ones handling it, not us. So if you want the ability to take care of your family's health, no matter what the situation, you need the Jace case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains five essential antibiotics that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. And Jace Case is continually working to expand their medication offerings. They've even added ivermectin as an option in the Jace Case. Plus, you can buy a gift card for your family or loved ones so that they can get a Jace Case of their own and personalize it to their needs. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. Get yours today. Go to JaceMedical.com. Enter the code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, at checkout for a discount on your order. JaceMedical.com. J-A-S-E, medical.com. We get to use that promo code at the checkout to get that discount. J-A-S-E, medical.com. So Madonna has filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit against her. Well, at least her attorneys filed the motion to, dismiss the lawsuit against her, arguing, remember, she's getting sued because she showed up late for the concerts. There was a couple of concerts where she showed up way late. But that guy down in, Florida was pissed because he took his daughter and got home late. It was school. It was work. Really, I mean, he was upset, and it's I get it. And he claimed that then this particular lawsuit is under for the Brooklyn show, I think, alleging that they were misled by the 8:30 p.m. advertised start time, and Madonna wants that to go away. And Madonna's saying, "Hey, you didn't demonstrate any clear injuries, so make it go away." They also, Brooklyn lawsuit filed against the Barclays Center and Live Nation for wanton exercise in false advertising, negligent misrepresentation, and unfair and deceptive trade practices. Yeah, I remember. Oh, that's right, because we talked about this when they first filed the lawsuit. Wow. They argued that they wouldn't have purchased the tickets had they known the concert was going to start at 10:30. They also claimed the show's end time at 1 a.m. possibly inconvenienced or injured concertgoers as a result of limited transportation options and being forced to stay up later than planned. At 1 o'clock in New York at Barclays Center, there was limited transportation options. That is, there's no way that's true. I mean, I've lived in that neck of the woods. You do not have limited transportation options at all in New York. Anyway, I digress. So Madonna's lawyers argued that concerts rarely start on time. Nobody starts on time. That's just silly. And hers in particular are well known for their late starts. And the guy suing posted on his Facebook page the day after the concert that he had never missed a Madonna tour. So he knew. He knew what to expect. That's awesome. Now, the judge will probably rule in Madonna's favor. Also, there was no report of the concerts being subpar, so the Madonna fans were happy with the concert. They were just pissed that she was late. And in one of the performances, Madonna came out and she said, "There's something that you all need to understand. A queen is never late. Think about it." Speaking of queens, well, not that kind of queen. Don't look at me. Stop looking at me like that. I didn't mean that. I don't mean the band, and I don't mean what you're thinking, okay? What I mean is another queen like Madonna, Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo. We've talked about her and her concert tour struggling. We've talked about her having to cancel 7 venues because of low ticket sales. She did have to add a couple of, right? She did have to add a couple of shows in New York and Miami. So those people still wanted to see her. But most of the venues were like, "Ooh, yeah, no, ticket sales were slow." So you know what it is? It's the name of the tour. The name of the tour is This Is Me Now Tour. And man, people see that and they think, "Oh, no, she's going to do the new stuff." So what we need to do is we need to rebrand it. Let's call it This Is Me Live, The Greatest Hits. That'll bring people to the shows, right? Am I right? Of course. I mean, it's not me that's saying that's them, because they're, this is me live, the greatest hits. We're going to ditch the This Is Me Now tour. So I don't know if that's her, if somebody, I told you, remember when we first did the story, don't tell her. Don't let her know. Just tell her we've got it worked out. You're fine. Listen, Jenny from the block, you're good. It's all good. You're still J-Lo. We love you. You're the queen. You look hot. I mean, the hips are a little, but you're fine. We still love you. You're looking great. We love to see you with Ben. The whole thing is great. So just don't let her know. Apparently someone let her know. Because now it's like, well, we can't even call it this now. We got to rename it. We've got people have got to come to see me because I'm J-Lo. Look, the tour accompanied the new album and two new films. Right now, the album opened up at number one on a couple of Billboard charts and then dropped a little bit. And then it opened up on the most important chart, like at number 38, and then dropped a little bit. But it's been like 10 years since she's had her last studio album, right? AKA. And then, right now, let's see, her last studio LP, 2014's AKA, right? And then 22 years since 2002's This Is Me. Wow. And that gave her Jenny from the Block. Aha! So, I mean, that gave her her whole tagline of being from New York or New Jersey or wherever the hell she's from with Jenny on the Block. And then so we have the two films, This Is Me Now, a love story, and the documentary, The Greatest Love Story Never Told. And she, at least in part, self-financed a lot of this with, $20 million. She put in, it was reported that she put in at least $20 million for this whole project, the movies and the tour. So I told you shouldn't have told her. You shouldn't have let her know that ticket sales were low, but no, you wouldn't listen to me. You had to go out and say something to her, and now you got to change everything all up. You just should have, everything's fine, J-Lo, okay? Go home to Ben, and we perform in Dubuque tomorrow. She might actually sell out Dubuque. Let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Be sure to follow me on social media on X at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. The YouTube channel is Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can email the show anytime. ChewingTheFat@TheBlaze.com. You can also order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo. It's not free, obviously, but you just go to the Cameo app and you order the cameo. Just let me know whether you want me to be happy, glad, sad, mad, or mean, and what I'm doing for you, and I'm happy to do it at JeffyJFR on Cameo. And for those of you new listeners who have either just subscribed or you're freeloading and listening on someone else's platform, nobody likes you, okay? Nobody likes a freeloader. I mean, they like you, but not what you're doing. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody likes a freeloader. So if you're listening to this show right now and you're not a subscriber, become one. Choose a platform and become a subscriber. And be sure to rate and review so it shows up and makes the algorithm kick in. Remember, 20 stars, best podcast ever. That's just an easy thing that you need to review. I did get a post in my timeline on my Instagram account, Jeff Fisher Radio, that Walking Dead, Dead City in New York is having a casting call. I don't think that they want, I've reached out to Walking Dead before to be a walker. A few years ago, I wanted to be a walker desperately. I wanted to be on that show as a walker. They needed a fat guy walker. They only had like one or two, maybe, fat guy walkers. I wanted to be a walker bad for them. And we were still, I was still doing Talking Walking Dead. I love the franchise, but I wanted to be, part of it. And, they blew me off. And now they send me in my timeline. Oh, it's okay. Oh, man. Right in the middle. I guess we are live on the street reporter, Chris Cruz. Has another live update, breaking news here on Chewing the Fat. When you hear that sounder, that's what it is. It's breaking news. Chris Cruz, welcome back to the program.
Spencer, can you hear me? I'm in the car.
I can.
Now.
I can. Are you okay? Is there another earthquake happening?
I'm okay. The problem is I need to make sure that we lead with our mistakes.
Oh, boy.
I reported a couple minutes ago. My car was sick. I think I was just shooken because I was taken by the earth.
Okay.
But it is confirmed now that near Lebanon, New Jersey, we did experience a earthquake.
So we reported that. There's nothing false about that.
You're right. And then I said the number 4.8.
Right.
I want to make sure that we correct that.
It was a
4.7.
I mean, oh my gosh.
The geological survey says that it was a 4.7. So they received residents that they felt rumbling across the eastern seaboard. The quote.
Well, I appreciate you updating the story because, I mean, had we finished the show today and found out that we reported a 4.8 and it was a 4.7, I would have had to pull the entire show. I couldn't have lived with it.
One
so.
Thing I want to remind everybody, we did say this is a fluid story.
Yes, it is.
It's ongoing, you know, so I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody's okay. If you're in Lebanon, New Jersey, I apologize to scare you to check on your grandmother because she survived a 4.8. It was just a 4.7. So back to you.
Live. The studio. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. The CTF live on the scene reporter, Chris Cruz. And we always want to lead with our mistakes. So I appreciate him reporting back to us. And he's right. I hope grandma is okay, whether it was a 4.8 or a 4.7. Either one, but I'm sure, I mean, at a 4.8, you're concerned. 4.7, not so much. Okay, where was I? Oh, I was talking about being a fat walker. Never mind, I'm done with that. I see they want me as a walker now. They're allowing me to apply to be an extra in Dead City, which would be fun, actually. But now after an earthquake in the greater New York area, do I want to go up there and be a part of the show? I don't think so. Well, call me. Go ahead. Just email me, chewingthefatattheblaze.com, and we'll work it out. Okay, so now all the platforms, you know, Netflix, I don't know, Disney Plus is now going to start making sure that we don't share passwords. And nobody can share passwords anymore. We're going to start making users pay, and that's going to be it. We're going to send Disney police to your house. Excuse me, are you sharing a Disney password with your children? We're here to make that stop immediately. And he doesn't have to do that. They just have to cut off the feed. Anyway, so that's what's happening. So be ready for that. Iger, the CEO, says that we're going to just start in a few countries, a few markets, before expanding to all subscribers, later this year. So, you know, their Hugh Johnston, the CFO, confirmed that subscribers suspected of improper sharing will be shot and killed. I mean, will be prompt to sign up for a new subscription. That was just me saying that they would be shot and killed by the Disney police. It's just a joke. But be ready to pay more if you are sharing, or have your children pay more. Or maybe, like some families, because everything is so expensive these days and there's so many platforms, maybe some people say, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll get the Netflix, you get the Disney Plus. I'll get the Amazon Prime, you get Hulu. And we can share that and save in costs. How about that? And that way everybody wins. You get a subscriber. Not everybody wins, Jeff, because that's not a subscription to that platform if you're using it and not paying for it. Okay. All right. It makes me want to, I get it. I know you should pay for it 100%. I know. But it makes me want to just pull the plug on them all and tell them all to screw off, because we're being nickel and dimed, and it's more than nickel and dimed, at every corner now. And it's getting really, really frustrating. But hey, just pay the damn bill, would you? Who died today? Who died today? Well, let's begin with actor Adrian Schiller. Adrian Schiller, this is an actor that you would know if you saw him. You'd go, oh yeah, that guy. Adrian Schiller, the Last Kingdom actor. See what I'm saying? You'd know him. He's from the Last Kingdom. He's one of those actors, like I said, already. My gosh, how many times I got to tell you? You'd know him if you saw him. You'd go, oh yeah, him. He is dead at the age of, which is why he's in Who Dies Today. He's dead at the age of 60. Rest in peace, Adrian Schiller. Now, there was no details around the cause of death. So they said it was, the report was unexpectedly and suddenly, is what his agent said. And so he just died at the age of 60. So, and since there wasn't any cause or details around the cause of death, it certainly couldn't have been that. Because if it was that, they would have said it. Am I right? Of course I am. Rest in peace. Pace? Rest in peace. I can't even speak. Actor Adrian Schiller, dead at the age of 60. Then we have playwright Christopher Durang. Christopher Durang, according to all reports, a master of satire and black comedy. He won a Tony Award for Vanna and Sonia and Masha and Spike. Of course, you saw that play. I mean, who didn't? the play that he won a Tony for? Vanna and Sonia and Masha and Spike? Come on now. And he was a Pulitzer Prize finalist with Miss Witherspoon. He has died at the age of 75. Now, he died at his home in Pennsylvania from complications of logopenic primary progressive aphasia. I don't know what it is, but you don't want it. Okay, for sure. If the doc says, well, you've got logopenic primary progressive aphasia, you don't want it. Okay. He was dying. I'm sorry that Christopher had it. It's actually a rare form of Alzheimer's disease. It's very sad. And he was struggling from it. He was diagnosed with it 8 years ago. So I'm sure the last couple of years have not been fun for the Christopher Durang family or Christopher himself. So rest in peace, Christopher Durang, dead at the age of 75. Then, more prisons in the news, and it's under Who Died Today? I mean, my gosh, it's just a double punch. Michael Dwayne Smith. Michael Dwayne Smith was executed in Oklahoma. So he is now dead at the age of 41. He had received a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister and was pronounced dead at 10:20 a.m. It was yesterday, the 4th of April, 2024. He was convicted of killing two people in Oklahoma more than a couple of decades ago, and I believe he actually is responsible for three murders. Again, he was convicted of killing the two. He was sentenced to death after his convictions because he murdered Janet Moore, a 41-year-old mother. And then when Shirath Palula, a 22-year-old store clerk, wasn't there, he killed the mother, and then he went to the shop, to the store, and he shot the other victim. And then he claimed that he killed the wrong person. The person at the store was not the right person that he wanted to kill. Then he said, you know, I have no memory of the actual arrest or my interrogation. I don't remember committing the crimes. I don't remember being arrested or confessing, for that matter. I was on PCP. So it wasn't, I'm not even responsible. What are we even talking about? That's not me. That was somebody else. And so, you know, all the cases and all the appeals, they said, you know, tough. We don't care. And so I know all the people were all wound up that Oklahoma, this is their first death penalty in a while. I think this is the first death penalty in 2024. Congratulations. Congratulations to Michael Dwayne Smith being number one in 2024. The people, the anti-execution people are mad at Oklahoma. But the guy was found guilty of his crimes. And whether he remembered them or not, it was him. So rest in peace to Michael Dwayne Smith, dead at the age of 41, executed for his crimes in the state of Oklahoma. And before we get to what's the lie, just remember, tomorrow, $1.23 billion jackpot for the Powerball. $595.1 million cash payout. Probably by at the time of the drawing tomorrow night, it will probably be more than that. Now, if you want to, you can play the Mega tonight, which is $67 million. I spit on $67 million, okay? But you have a chance with the Powerball to be a billionaire, if only for a moment. It's Friday, so it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not true, thus, that's where we get What's the Lie. Our contestant today, returning champion, Shy Bishop. If he wins, not only will he get to come back for another round, he will win another Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshy. And for more information, you can go to the Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshy scent and design for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Shy Bishop, returning champion, retired professional killer, current owner of the operator of the Body Disposal Farm. Welcome to What's the Lie. How are you?
Oh, still alive.
Fantastic. I mean, did you have some more coffee this week? I mean, a little more excitement in your voice, or are you okay?
I'm still breathing, and I'm just a total grouch in the morning. So I've had my first cup of coffee. So I have had coffee since about 1959. Because once you got a good grouch going, you don't want to waste it.
That's a good point. So you want to continue with the good grouch. Let's see if you can win another round of What's the Lie, shall we?
I'm up.
All right. Four headlines, one not real. What's the lie? Headline number one. Officials have a plan to end years of monkey mayhem in the central Thai city. Headline number two, Styx, not the band, and the people who love them. Headline number three, man pleads guilty to theft of solid gold toilet worth $6 million from Blenheim Palace. Headline number four, meet the designers fighting to bring baseball caps into wedding fashion. Those are your four headlines. Headline number one. Officials have a plan to end years of monkey mayhem in a central Thai city. Headline number two. Styx, not the band, and the people who love them. Headline number three. Man pleads guilty of theft of solid gold toilet worth $6 million from Blenheim Palace. Headline number four, meet the designers fighting to bring baseball caps into wedding fashion. Those are your four headlines. Shy, what is the lie?
Well, this is like a multiple guess. I'm going to start off first, the monkeys. Yeah, those things are bad news. When we was in Malaysia, came across them, you don't want to mess with them. So I think that's a true headline. Then
okay.
What's the next one? The Golden Throne?
I mean, just take your time. We're, you know, got nothing but time for you.
Okay. Well, the Golden Throne, that sounds realistic. I think that's a true one. And then the one about sticks, that sounds kind of childish to be playing with sticks, but then there's an inner child in all of us. Now we come to the baseball caps at weddings. No. Baseball caps is a guy thing. Weddings is a girl thing. I think that's a bogus.
You would be 100% correct. Congratulations, Shy. Week number two, returning champion Shy Bishop gets it correct on What's the Lie. Amazing. And congratulations. You know, you've got a good grouch on, and you're also a back-to-back champion on What's the Lie. Thanks for listening and playing, Shy, to What's the Lie. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXX, IV. So, you're up for another round. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, but don't you think you ought to let somebody else talk to you? You don't want to spend wasting all your time with me.
I mean, seriously, you're the returning champion. I mean, I haven't gone deep into the rule books to, you know, after three wins, I get a little like that's enough. But you haven't won three times in a row. You've only won two. And you're already giving up? I mean.
Well, you know, sometimes it's best to go out at the top of the game and not be somebody that's, you know.
Well, I mean, if you feel like you can't play anymore, if you feel like, you know, Tony Orlando, where he said that he could still hit the baseball, but he can't run the bases, so he just quits touring. If you feel like that, you know, then that's fine. Okay, fine. Be that way.
Well, I'd run the bases, but the battery is running low on my self-propelled wheelchair.
You know what? I'm trying not to have my feelings hurt here on What's the Lie. That's what's going on now.
I really enjoy talking to you, and as I mentioned before, talking to you is on my back bucket list.
So but, once you hit the bucket, I mean, we've already done it. We're done.
Well, you know, I think we should make room for other people to enjoy.
Oh, that is so special. Well, maybe at one point we will have a champions contest on What's the Lie. So that then you can all compete against one another. But if you think you're done, then you know, I on behalf of listeners of What's the Lie, hell with you. Get out of here.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.